Hey, welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be taking a look at the voice of Tupac Shakur.
Everybody need a little something and they to be independent.
His full name was Tupac Amaru Shakur, but we know him best by his stage name. Tupac was an American rapper who was kind of really influential and has been hugely influential in the hip-hop scene through the kind of like late 80s, early 90s, up to the mid 90s when I think he was gunned down and his life came to an end quite abruptly, which is very unfortunate because he's such a legend in the hip-hop world. He was born in New York, but he moved around and I think he spent time on the West Coast and ended up working with people and other groups there. But he was in, I mean, I first saw him when he was in a film called New Jack City, and I remember that, and he was playing kind of like the sort of protagonist ending up becoming the antagonist. I think he was a bit of a confused kid in the film, and it was a great role, and he's actually a good actor, which is interesting because not only was he a rapper, he was also an actor, and he was very believable and honest as well, which is a huge coincidence, because a lot of the people that I end up tending to review here have been actors or have trained somehow in acting, and he did too, which is, it's funny that. So whoever it was that recommended Tupac, thank you very much. It's an interesting character to look at. And as a rapper, he's someone that had to be very articulate and had to be very on point in order to get his message across, because he had a lot of complicated rhymes and rhythms, and the way he formulated sound in his songs, at least, were kind of very punchy and very forward and direct, and his message was very direct and very political at times as well. But we're going to look at an interview from 1992 now. So this is him just talking to the interviewer. So let's just take a little listen and see his speaking voice.
This world is such a, and when I say this world, I mean it. I don't mean in an ideal sense. I mean in every day, every little thing you do. It's such a, gimme, gimme, gimme. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like, you taught that from school, everywhere. Big business. If you want to be successful, you want to be like Trump, gimme, gimme, gimme. Push, 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 push. Step, step, step. Crush, crush, crush.
It's interesting because he's talking like at a pace. He's talking with passion. You can hear there's some sort of like breathiness and he's snatching breath. But that's also quite a thing of rappers, that they often tend to have long lines of text, and so they need to top up very quickly. It happens with a lot of singers too, but quite often with singing there's often sort of more phrasing to take time to breathe, and it's more fluid. But with rapping there's, it's punchy and you've got to really top up quick. And he does that as he speaks, which is very interesting. Maybe he doesn't do that all the time, but he's certainly doing it in this interview.
That's how it all is, and it's like, nobody ever stopped. Just, you know, I feel like, instead of us just being like, slavery's bad, slavery's there, bad whitey, bad whitey. I mean, all right, let's stop that. And everybody's smart enough to know that, I mean, we've been slighted, and we want ours.
He's got a little husk to his voice as well. There's a little kind of texture, and I wonder if that's because he's been so, like, he uses his voice so much that over years it's just kind of become ingrained. And it does, you do hear it sometimes in people who use their voice in a harsh way, like metal singers, rappers, not necessarily opera singers because they're using the instrument in a different way, but people that are usually very very passionate music, very emotional music, quite often over the years they kind of tend to not always use proper form, and so they start to, not terribly damaged, but there is small bits of damage, and this creates some kind of texture in his voice. So I wonder if he didn't become a rapper, or if his speaking voice would have just remained maybe a little bit cleaner and crisper. But it's not a bad thing, because actually that texture, that tonality gave him his sound, and it also gives others their sound too. So I shouldn't be saying this as a voice coach, but sometimes a little bit of what's bad for you can be good. And if he was in the animation world or doing voiceovers, that's interesting to hear that little tonality, that husky, breathy kind of like touch. That texture is quite interesting to hear, for me anyway. So whether it's coming by damage or just because that's literally his genetics, it's hard to say, but I'm guessing it's just from overuse. And it does sound actually quite cool. That's the thing. Let's carry on.
And I don't mean by like an hour's 40 acres in a mule, because we passed that. But we need help. I mean, for us to be on our own two feet, us meaning youth or us meaning black people, whatever you want to take it for us to be on our own two feet, we do need help. Because we have been here. We have been a good friend. If you want to make it a relationship type thing, we have been there. And now we deserve our payback. It's like you got a friend that you don't never look out for.
It's quite interesting that the subjects he's talking about in 1991 here are very prevalent today as well. With the Black Lives Matter movement. And so he was someone who was a big advocate for, you know, equality and for, you know, racial unity, and to, you know, dropping some of the silly kind of thoughts around, you know, how people are being divided. He was like a very prominent in it for that message. And you know, now what we are, like 30 years later, we're still talking about the same thing. But anyway, let's not get into politics. This is about, it's hard not to get into politics when you see someone who's so passionate and so influential talk about it. And this is someone who's no longer with us, unfortunately. But what is interesting is that he was talking about Trump. And Trump, clearly 30 years ago, was obviously a big figure in New York and, you know, known as being this rich bully boy. And he's talking about Trump there as well. That's very interesting too.
You taught that from school, everywhere, big business. If you want to be successful, you want to be like Trump, gimme, 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 push, 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 push.
So if you look at the way that he's structured, look at the way his face is. He's like, I think he's kind of a small frame, but he's kind of got a very powerful voice. And he's doing this, his air placement, he throws it forward. It's very hard, it's like a hard sound. And he's, even though he's got this like little texture which softens it a bit, he's very like pushing everything forward. His lips are very forward, his teeth are very forward, and he directs everything very kind of very straightforward. Everything that comes out of his mouth is, it's not dropped or sucked back or considered, and it's not too nasally, even though there's a bit of that in there, but it's very in the mouth, it's very forward. Do, 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 like this. And again, it could be because he's developed that because he's a rapper, but also knowing that he's from New York, and that's kind of a hard sound, and there's this energy of forwardness, and this, I often find that in big cities, in busy cities, people tend to talk much harder, and there's a much more punchy sound. Like where I'm from, London, there's a really punchy sound there. I know that in places like Scotland, in Glasgow, there's really punchy sounds there. New York, especially, there's very hard, punchy sounds. And he's got that hard, punchy sound. And because he uses the mouth cavity, and so the front of the mouth at the top is the hard palate. And this, if you bounce energy and air off that, bah, creates a very hard sound when you speak. And I think he's doing that, and that's what gives him that punchiness to his accent, to his voice.
Push, 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 push.
It's interesting, he speaks so fast that sometimes he doesn't finish words before he goes into the next sentence, but he can still clearly hear him. He's still making himself, because he's so expressive, he's putting his whole body into it, he believes what he's saying, and there's something in that. A lot of people spend too much time worrying about articulation and worrying about how they're saying things and trying to be deep and sound like a leader. This man was a leader. He was very influential, yet, as you can hear, he's not necessarily finishing his sentences, he's speaking very fast, but his energy, his passion, his knowledge of what he's talking about, of his subject, is influencing your understanding of what he's saying. So that's something to be said. Knowing what the hell you're talking about in the first place will help you to be understood. Because somehow you just are able to communicate that, whether or not you have a strong accent, whether or not you mumble, whether or not you can't articulate yourself properly. So that's something to consider. Passion and knowledge will go a long way with providing people with your message. And when I talk about improving your voice, you know, confidence comes into this a lot. It's not always about your instrument. It's not always about the way you use your body and machine. Sometimes it's about the connection you have with your emotions, your thought, and your ability to be able to share them. And that's something that's great and we can take from Tupac Shakur, is that he really like just did not judge himself. He did not restrict himself. He allowed his thoughts to come out and they flowed freely. And that with passion is what made him great, and that's what we can take from that. I think the biggest thing we can take from that: share your message, your story with passion, and that will provide your voice, your expression out to the world, and that shows your vitality and it shows how well you are. And that's what I want from you, and that's what I want for you. So take that away with you. Thank you for watching this. That is a brief review of Tupac Shakur. Hopefully there's something in there that you can use. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.